Hello and welcome to episode 161 of Clean Dishes. On this episode, we talked about Cherry, Monster, the Mitchells versus the Machine. All this and much, 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 much more after this commercial break.
It do. It be going, because you remember when church turned up. You remember when church would turn up.
Yeah, they weren't playing that though.
No, they weren't playing that. But you remember when church would turn up, bro. That was the jam. What, nothing better when you was at church and something turned up.
Ain't nothing better than me saying jam.
Like Johnny Gill.
Jam.
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 Episode 161 of Clean Dishes. I hope everyone's doing great this morning. I already did my check.
You did my check too?
Yeah, I did.
Let me see. Me.
Is that good enough for you?
Me.
In fact, he trying to hear out the microphone is crazy.
I'm glad you picked up on that. I'm glad you picked up what I was putting down.
All right, we're recording. Very good. We're recording on here. We're recording. Nigga.
What?
Right, nothing fucked up. We good.
What was that?
Stop touching shit.
I didn't touch nothing. I didn't even move my mic.
All right, you touched something though, didn't you?
My mic.
All right, you touched something.
Now what?
See, then the whole thing fucked up.
That's your problem.
It's our problem.
It's your problem.
Anyway, I'll say it again. See, here you're breaking shit. Episode 161, Clean Dishes.
666.
I hope everyone's doing well this morning. It is 12:15, which you already know. It's 6 p.m. in Calabasas.
Always.
Always 6 p.m. in Calabasas. Time doesn't move there.
Ooh.
So. You want to do the thing, dog?
What thing?
The intro that you're so great at.
Oh, do I got to talk to him?
Talk to him.
Tell him who I am again?
Please do.
Let him know that Big Fred back in the building again? Yeah.
I think they forgot.
It's Mr. Fredtastic bounce back like elastic. Don't melt because not plastic. I'm here with the one and only.
Thomas.
A.K.A.
Tommy Two Toes.
A.K.A.
Tofu Tommy.
A.K.A.
Crocodile Lefty. I don't even remember two, bro.
Lawrence July. That was it. It was just those three.
Those three.
Four. You can include Thomas.
That's our nickname, though.
Well, it's Thomas, and you go into it. So okay. Thomas, and then that.
So Thomas, Tommy Two Toes, Tofu Tommy, Lawrence July. All right.
Yeah, the other ones is just.
I can remember that.
Yeah, you go.
I can. Ooh,
Tofu Tommy is still hard.
Is that your favorite one?
That's like a real restaurant. Oh, where you going? I'm about to go Tofu Tommy's. You want something to eat? I bet. I'm going Tofu Tommy. It probably is. I bet you there's a restaurant. Let me see.
I haven't had tofu in a minute, as a matter of fact.
You haven't? Well, not that I know of. Tofu.
No, I haven't. I thought about getting some, and I was like, I don't feel like cooking that shit.
I think
shit.
The last time usually when you got it was when we went to, the one spot we ain't had in a minute, too.
What?
Banchan. And you would get the tofu joint, like the rice or something like that. Or you would get something that would have tofu in it.
Was it? I remember Banchan.
The little Asian
Banchan.
Yeah,
I remember now. Okay. Yeah,
you
would
get tofu and chicken. Now, I think that's a crazy combo, but yeah, you would.
I used to make. I didn't
oh,
make
Tommy tofu. Oh, boo. Who's Tommy tofu?
I didn't make tofu, but I would like get the tofu from fries, and now I do the thing here, whatever. But I burnt it too many times, so I was like, nah.
Yeah, tofu. I heard tofu is not the easiest to make if you don't make it a lot. Oh, and he's vegan. Yep. I don't know what this is.
Artesian.
Tommy Tofu _ on Instagram. Shout out to you.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, we got to tag him in this.
I'm gonna say like, yeah, like,
I'm gonna tag him in this. He's like, oh shit.
I made a mark. I'm trying to get better about social medias. I'm tired, bro.
Tired. Sick and tired of being tired.
Yeah, man. You already know what time it is.
T I R E D.
I got two Red Bulls in the refrigerator. I'm ready for long nights and early mornings, dog.
I hear that. You said long nights or early mornings.
Yeah, you already know what time it is.
Yeah, time to get some sleep. That's crazy.
Is it though?
Nah.
Sleep's for the dead.
Well.
Yeah, sadly enough, like a sleep's how you die faster. How you doing? How's things?
Things are great. Things are going well. You know what I mean? Came back from my little vacay in Philly.
You did?
You know what I mean? Went there to go see my little sister graduate. Shout out to her. She don't got no ads to drop, so. But yeah, she don't got no social medias.
How is your sister?
Like 32, 33. I think she's 30. She's gotta be 32.
I'm jealous. She ain't got a Facebook either?
Nope, she don't have Facebook. She don't have Instagram.
Freedom, bro. No data.
She probably has a LinkedIn.
Nah. I mean,
I feel like she would be professionalism. She probably would have that.
I mean, you don't need anything, but it's definitely beneficial if you have one.
Yeah. And so she doesn't have one. So, yeah, shout out to her. She just got her PhD.
Shout out to her.
Psychology.
Bit tings.
Yeah, Wagwan over there. So she's the first. She's the first person in my family to get a PhD. Yeah, she's the first person in my family to get a PhD, and I think it's in. Like, I want to say, like, something therapy. That's like psychiatric therapy or something like that, or psychology.
Psycho Crusher?
All right, let's start the show.
My bad. No, that's what you were saying.
Like, you destroyed it.
And all this time, I was trying to think of something stupid to say. I really came up on top on that one, huh?
you destroyed it. Ooh, okay, yeah. It wasn't even like in the realm of.
It wasn't.
You should be like, psychopath, something, nigga. Like, no, you just was like.
Psych? The psych part was there?
Psych! Nah, you just right, but it was cool. It was good. It was good to be back. I surprised my parents, so that was fun.
That was dope.
But I'm back now. I think we talked about that last week.
We did. You got back early, which was crazy for me because I was ready to come pick you up. You know what I'm saying? But
nah, I got back. I got back at the time I said I was gonna come back though.
Nah.
Yeah, I definitely did.
Nah, that's the reason the car was parked all crooked.
No, okay. So tell me, it's not ignorant, right? So I let somebody borrow. I don't say who.
You don't say who.
I'm not gonna say who.
Don't even worry about who it was.
I'm not gonna say who. Just know two people live here, and I wasn't home. So obviously the other person had the car.
Yeah.
And so I let this person borrow the car. I was like, yo, you know what? I'm gonna be out of town. Take the whip. You know what I mean? Do what you gotta do. So you had the whip or whatever. You know what I mean?
Go outside, get some fresh air. You know what I'm saying? You've been cooped in the house.
So. They take the whip. Well, first, on the way to the airport, we had to grab some. So I had to grab, like, mail and stuff like that. Do a final check, make sure I had nothing in the mail.
Who grabbed mail?
We did, because you took me there. Because you took me to go get the mail. Did you not?
Oh, my God!
Thomas, was you there?
This is the most embarrassing shit ever.
Was you there?
I was there.
Did you drop me off to go get the mail?
I didn't drop you. I was with you.
So you knew there was mail.
I participated in the crime of getting mail, yes. I'll give it to you.
I'm painting this picture. So I get the mail, whatever, and then I think we get something else, and then we go.
We just got mail and try to cremate me for anything else.
I just said we went. All right, so we go. Come back. I'm just going like 5 days or whatever. He has the car. I come back, and when I come back, I end up coming to the house. I have to go do something, and I go out to my car. This dude's way slimmer than I am. He gonna take. And parked the car directly next to we park under an awning. He parked the car directly next to this pole. So slim, he had to try to climb. He struggled to get out and in the car. Like, it was like a smooth, open the door, close. He was like, had to turn to the side to slow himself down even more to get into the car. I come out to the car to go somewhere, and I'm sitting here looking at this, what had to be no more than like 12 inches of space to get into this car. And he go, like, oh, I forgot I did that. I'm like, who the fuck borrows somebody's car and does this? How you gonna borrow my car, park it there? Then I finally get in the car. Why is all the mail still in the car? All the mail is still in the car. And then on top of that, he got a hoodie and shit in the car.
The car is cold.
I'm like, sir, you got the hoodie in the car, you ain't get the mail, and you done parked it crazy.
The hoodie is a compliment to your taste of how cold the car is.
No, it's not a compliment to my taste. Put it even my damn size.
All right, so I'm gonna tell my version of the story. I'll let you do your thing.
Tell your version.
We did get mail together, right? We got mail. And I clearly forgot the mail was in the car. I ain't gonna hold you.
That's fair. You forgot. Don't know how, but you did.
So I got the hoodie because your car AC is cold, but I didn't want to turn your AC off because Arizona's hot.
The fuck kind of shit?
So I just got go ahead, grab the jacket, you know what I'm saying? In case I go to the movies too, you know what I'm saying? In case I gotta sleep in the car. I ain't been home that often either, you know what I mean? So
you've been in the car all this time driving around the city and ain't.
What's up with it? And no, I see you interrupted me. So here's the main point I want to drive home. So
you ain't driving nothing home now. You walking.
So the reason why it was parked so tight is because I parked right. I parked there. I think it was like a Sunday.
And I parked like shit. Go ahead.
It wasn't like shit. It was straight still.
It was like shit because you could barely get in out the car.
All right, so that's what happened. Look, so I forgot I was thick in certain areas.
Oh! Okay.
Let me finish.
You were finished when you said you was thick.
Is it not a fact though?
It's not a fact.
How you know?
Because no.
Like I was saying.
Because no.
And so when I got out, I got out pretty smooth. But I forgot I was eating cornbread over Sunday and Monday.
Oh my God. This kind of shit I had to deal with, yo.
So the thickness came in a little bit faster than I thought it was. So I was trying to rearrange the car because like you couldn't get in, so I had to slip on in. I was like, oh, I didn't know it was.
When I say he struggled to get into the car. I so know you I was knew caked up I like was this. Not getting into it at all.
I didn't know I was caked up like this.
And I was like, why would you even park the car like that to begin with? Whether he was getting in at a bunch of times or not, why would you park so close to the pole in general?
I had to use the bathroom real quick.
You might have to do it that bad where you couldn't fix that car and park it.
I had ate some chili beans.
No, and bro, the beans were expired. No, all right, we'll see.
What you mean we'll see? I just told you.
We'll see. Later on, he's going to be like, hey,
you can't see the past.
Hey, you going to see the future. And the future going to have my car in it. You keep playing. He's going to be like,
oh God.
Park all crazy. And they're going to be like, oh, what's going on? I'm going to park the car next to. I'm sitting here looking at it. I think I have a picture of it still.
You do?
Because I was like, why would you park the car? Let me see if I got that picture still.
It's in your phone.
Because I was so mad. I was
why like, you looking at your laptop? It's in your phone.
Because I'm minding my business. This dude's so ignorant. Why are you looking up? Yo, get out my face.
I'm trying to help you.
You're not helping me right now. Go park the car right. That's all how right. You help me.
So if you have something in the garage, why are you looking in the house?
Because I got the picture right here.
Why do you have it in your laptop?
Why are you in my business?
Like, he don't know why he got on his laptop.
I do know why I got it on the laptop because I put it there.
Why you put it there? Cause yeah, Google Drive, huh? Damn, technology, IT. Information technology, huh?
Don't talk to me, yo.
International technology.
Don't talk to me, bro.
You ready to get in these movies,
though? I ain't getting enough with you. Not a car, not a conversation.
Come on,
we just going to be here silent on the podcast.
We got,
we going to be silent on the podcast today.
We got three movies
That's
to talk about.
That's what we doing. We going to be quiet on the podcast.
Why?
Hey, follow the TikTok, y'all. We got TikTok now.
TikTok.
Get off the podcast. Get off the podcast. I ain't never seen no trash like that. Get off the podcast. That is probably the worst thing I ever seen.
That was
the
good one?
No, do it again.
That shit was terrible.
Do it again.
TikTok.
Get off the podcast. Get off the podcast.
Oh, man.
Yo.
That shit was great. What's the TikTok?
Cleaning Dishes Podcast.
You put the whole thing on there?
I couldn't put clean dishes. It was taken already.
Who took that shit?
Vina beat him. I thought maybe he made one. I was like, oh, maybe he made one. Bad.
No, I was bullshitting about that shit. I didn't make that shit.
I made one before you had told me that. So I already knew there wasn't one there.
But you should always remember that. It's me and the Mendem.
Well, you and the Mendem.
Hey.
You have to run from the body, girl. Them so sweet. Them on me chilling and ting.
I think that song got my energy
me
peaked.
Not ready for, uh-huh.
I think that song we played earlier got my energy peaked.
That's a good song.
It is a good song.
That is a real good song.
And we did have a light bill, dude. So, movies, though, we got to watch. Movie that we did watch, my bad. So, recently ended up getting Apple TV Plus, Super Hyper Combo Edition. And so we ended up, oh, my bad, it's the wrong one. So, we, for real. So, on Apple TV, there's this movie called Cherry. So, I heard about this movie because I think, what's my man's name? Tom Holland. He did an interview talking about the movie that he did.
Did he give it away like he usually do?
No, not Red Hot Chili Peppers style. But Tom Holland talked about this movie. And honestly, it exceeded my expectations. And I think this is going to be like the notch on his belt of like movies that he can do. So
yeah,
Cherry follows the life of a smart young man, Cherry. His name is actually Cherry. Who attended college and fell in love with a young lady named Emily in college. Through lack of Through lack of communication and emotional trauma, Cherry enlists in the army and becomes a medic. From there, life spirals in all different types of directions.
Yeah, that's fair.
Fair assessment.
Yeah.
Platform is Apple TV, directed by Anthony and Joe Russo. Those names should sound familiar. Movie was
why they sound familiar to us?
Because they did the Avengers. Okay. I think they did one of Iron Man's too. Written by Angela Russo. She has a last name too. I cannot pronounce. Assist me.
Astat.
Hey, better than I was gonna do. Starring Tom Holland and Sierra Bravo.
Sierra, this bee is automatic.
I was trying so hard to resist that.
You can't say Sierra and not do that.
Facts. So,
too much.
This that's honestly like I didn't think the movie's gonna be that good off of like the name of it, Cherry, and then like as you watch it, you're like, oh shit, like
yeah.
it's a lot going on. It touches on like mental health a lot, and honestly, how spoiler alert, how people fall into like drug usage.
Yeah, it was pretty. It's definitely one of the ways to do it, and it emphasized it a lot. And it was surprising because I'm so used to seeing Tom Holland. I think I've only seen him as Spider-Man. I don't know if I've seen him anything else before that.
He was in that one movie with Robert Pattinson, but I didn't watch that either. It's something about church, like take him to church.
Take me to church.
I was trying to remember the lyrics after that. I couldn't remember it. But he was in that, and honestly, besides the Spider-Man, he hasn't been on any movies on my radar, at least, which is Majority Black. But
I don't remember him from anything else besides the Spider-Man movies, and obviously the Avengers and Spider-Man.
Right.
But so to see him in this, I was like, I wonder how he's going to do. Am I going to be able to not see Spider-Man? And I did not see Spider-Man at all. Like,
you know what? Yeah.
I didn't see Spider-Man at all. There was no traces of, like, the way... I mean, they did some cool things, like, with him breaking the fourth wall and stuff like that.
I thought that was really dope.
Which they intentionally do, to kind of explain scenarios and give you a little bit of backstory of what's going on and stuff like that, why it's happening. But it was just done really... It was really good. Like, it was mm-hmm. to me, it was really good. I was like, whoa. Like, the way they captured... I guess I just read his story, like how he got from mm-hmm. point A to point B, I think was just really good. Trying to do everything without giving it away. I liked how they were able to make you get kind of like frustrated with how situations were, even though it wasn't necessarily a stupid thing. It was kind of dumb. Like just the whole thing of like her being like, I'm out, I'm going somewhere.
No, that was stupid. I don't blame her. I blame more him because of what he did.
Yeah, his reaction to me was crazy, but that's so realistic. Like if you're in a situation, a lot of people do this, like when they're in a situation, they feel like their life is going to go nowhere if they stay home.
Facts.
And the one thing that they kind of had going on is because people do this thing where they put everything into one person. That one person disappears. Now they're depressed.
Yeah.
You seen that in what's that other movie with the show with Zendaya?
Hmm?
Ooh. The show with Zendaya.
Malcolm and Marie. Oh, you're talking about Euphoria.
Euphoria. She put everything in that one girl, and that one girl kind of like got out. And every time she got out of her life, she went right back to the drugs hella hard because she was on drugs first.
Yo, she did.
Then she put everything into that one girl. That girl became like her new drug. And then when that girl disappeared, she went boom, crashed hella hard, relapsed, everything. And so... Like, remember that, right?
I ain't think about that. That's real shit.
And that's a lot of people do that. It might not be in the form of necessarily taking drugs, but it becomes some form of depression a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
People do this a lot of times where they don't have anything else going on outside of them, outside of a relationship. They don't do anything else besides work and have this relationship. One of those two things disappears and they just, especially if the relationship leaves them, boom, they crap out. And so to see that happen, so him to make that decision that I'm going to just go join the service. The armed services. I was like, or armed forces, whatever you want to call them. I feel like, like that to me is a very, especially at that age.
I think he was 18.
He's just super young. Like he's pretty young.
And 18, like, 18, 20.
Yeah, young. So I was like, at that point, like that's actually logical. I was looking at it from my perspective.
I want to join the army.
That's not logical to me. To come back. To join for that purpose, that to me doesn't seem very logical. Like to go from, I was going to do all these things, but because you're out of my life, I'm just going to go join the army. That's not logical. You joining the army to protect the country, sure. That's what you want to do. That's what you want to do. That's logical to me. But to do it as a reaction rather than a proactive thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just didn't. I was like, what? But even with the way they painted that up was kind of cool. And then how it went and how he ended up going through everything and came back all screwed up. And then I thought that was real because that happens to so many people. And it's talked about, but it's not put on a pedestal enough.
It's not highlighted as much as it should have been.
Right.
Because that movie definitely did show it. It put a lot in perspective of like how bad it is and how it's like, I started off on these drugs because it's prescribed to me and now here I am. I can't stop.
Yep.
I started off with Percocets. Now I'm on like... every drug you can name.
Yep.
It was
bad.
Do you even need any of these? No. They made me feel good though.
And like how easy it was to manipulate the system because they're not really caring. They're just like, you're just a checkbox.
Yep.
You're just another person. You're just another patient. You're not even like a person. You're just a patient.
Yeah.
I have to do this. I have to be here. You have to be here. Let's just get this over with. And to see how that was going and stuff like that, it was crazy. It was pretty. It was kind of sad. And obviously, if the person gets involved with drugs, you see the person deteriorate a lot of times. You see them become a shell of themselves. And so you saw all that. And so it was very interesting to see all that and see the maneuvers and moves he was making and doing to basically keep up with his drug habit. Everything he was doing was to keep up with the drug habit. That's really what it was.
Yeah.
It was nothing more than let's just keep up with the drug habit. And so it was kind of sad because you saw someone else that he liked and loved go run to that same situation. It just got really bad.
That was crazy. Like, spoilers. But the reason why his girl got into, like, drugs, I was like, that made sense, but that's terrible. Like, I was like, fuck. It's like, there's nothing you could do about that because you and the stupor yourself. So,
yep.
I was like, man, this is nuts.
It was sad. And it, to me, it just felt like a real story. Like, that's really how that shit goes down at times.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
That's really how it goes down. Everything that happened. And that's what I liked about it. Because the last few things, obviously, we've seen him in involvement. And like, you know, CGI and all kinds of stuff. So, to see him play a real, and a darker, much darker role.
That was a dark,
like a much role. Darker role than what he usually plays. It was, and he did a really good job to me. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
I'm glad I saw it.
Yeah, it was definitely a good watch. I definitely would recommend it. I'd give it like a solid, probably. I think I would give like a solid 8.
I was thinking the same.
Like an 8, yeah. It was really strong. I thought the movie was well because it exceeded my expectations. I thought, you know, usually you hear like they're going straight to a certain platform, you kind of go, it's probably gonna be all right.
No, honestly, cool. Like nowadays, I don't think
they've been good lately. Before, I would think that it's probably gonna be alright, like, you know. But then I saw
it feels like sci-fi some shit. I'd be like,
hey. Usually I'm like, hey, but even sci-fi ones be kind of like, oh, it's kind of
interesting. Stop talking to me, bro. No,
I like sci-fi.
I like sci-fi that genre, or sci-fi the TV, or like the network.
The genre.
Okay.
Oh, you mean sci-fi the channel?
Yeah, that's on the channel, not the network.
Yo, I feel like they've had like maybe 3 good ones. I thought they had like 3 good ones. I was like, it's not that bad. Remember we watched that one? It was
that's just ass.
Yeah, it was. That one we watched, this that's all with Dan.
Time Trap?
No, not that. Not that one.
That was so interesting, but it just, oh man.
You talking about the one where it was in that rock, when it was down in those rocks? Not that one. That one had to turn. That one didn't go too well. It was another one we watched where they got, I think that was sci-fi, and they ended up...
caught in a canoe?
I thought they got stuck in a house, like in a loop of some sort.
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about that one where it was like a puzzle.
Escape room thingy, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I think that was a sci-fi.
That was okay. That was on sci-fi. It was okay.
That was like a 7?
I don't remember.
I think that was a 7. I remember being like, this actually isn't as bad as I thought it would be. Now, granted, you set a bar low. Because of what you're watching. You have a low bar because of where I'm watching it.
So I always set my bar on even keel. Anytime I watch a movie or a show, I always set it at 0.
Sometimes I lower my expectations. Like that, like, you know, like if I'm watching something where I know like this channel is not known for having the best movies. And I'm watching the movie and I'm always going like, it's probably going to be like, yeah, like it usually is. Mm. And then you go in and you're like, this was better than, okay. So that does kind of, that bias does kick in with those kind of things to me. Like when I watch, like as you know, like sci-fi isn't known for having like the best movies. So the sci-fi network, I'm saying. So so I would go in there kind of looking like, I'm not expecting to be thrilled and be like, yo, this is great. I'm gonna watch it again.
Right.
So I've seen that and been like, this actually held up pretty well. You know, I was like, all right, cool. But
is that a genre now? Like
sci-fi?
No. Yeah, but no. Like puzzle movies.
I feel like they would fall usually under thriller.
I was gonna say suspense. Yeah, I guess so.
Thriller. It could be suspense and thriller, depending what it is, it could be horror.
Is it thriller nights though?
Exactly. Because you knew that shit was trash.
That was pretty good.
It's sci-fi. That was a sci-fi joke. That's a sci-fi network joke.
If Michael Jackson was sci-fi.
He said, "What's the thrill of nights?" Though he was like,
"I give Cherry an 8." Trying to think. What else we talk about that in the movie? Tom Holland did a good job. What was it, the young lady name? Emily. She did good. That's her character name. Can't remember her real name. Oh, Sierra Bravo. She did a good job being his wife. What was the old boy name? The other Wilbur brother? Was that? No, it wasn't him.
Mark and...
Antoinette?
He said Antoinette. Nigga, no.
Don't worry about me.
Nigga, no.
I find that's how we say about... Jeff.
Jeff. I don't know if that... I think you said that was Walt. I don't know.
I don't remember who he was, though. I was thinking it was like...
Jimenez? I don't know who he was in this movie.
I don't remember either.
Hold on.
Oh, another reason why he joined the army is because he felt like he had nothing else to do, and because of the state he was in, the friend group he had, they was going to the army anyway.
Oh yeah, was yeah. He, but did they? No, I thought they wasn't. I thought he met somebody else in the army. He went. He was a totally different.
It was another dude he met, but in his friend group, they were like going back and forth about joining the army.
And I thought they were all arguing about why it was a stupid idea, but none of them were joining.
No, one of them was. And oh boy, the rapper was in the movie also.
Kyle.
Kyle. So the character he was supposedly hanging with, that character was going to the army already. He already signed up and enlisted. And remember, I don't want to say Navajo boy, but the one guy that was like against it, he was like, no, like, don't join the army. It'd be a waste. My brother went to the army and like it fucked up his brain. Mm. And like, you're going to do the same thing. And then Cherry had enlisted on the Lolo and was like, I'm going ahead and let's not tell nobody. That's why when he was going off, he was like, let's let him join. I mean, that's what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
And he just skedaddled.
Did he get killed?
Who?
We don't know.
Who?
Kyle, the one that went to, he was the one that went to the army, right?
We don't know. I don't remember if he said anything about him. Yeah. Kyle didn't go. The other dude did. Kyle was smart.
Okay, that was...
Kyle was like, I'm good.
You can be smart and go and join the army, though. Just for clarification, you can be smart and join.
You can. You like, can.
Let's, I mean, you can be... You have your reasons
for joining. You are right. That's very immature of me. You can. You can.
You can be smart and go.
I mean, for real. I'm not even trying to, like... Cancel culture shit. I'm being dead to fuck serious.
No, same. That's what I'm saying. Like you can definitely be a smart person and still join the army. But all right, yeah, like I joined it for this, that, and the third reason, and it came out well for me.
Yep.
You can join it and not work out for you, and anybody, damn, what was you doing?
For sure.
But like, no, you could join and definitely make a real career out of it. And
as a matter of fact, you can go to the army and get smarter, honestly, because they teach you a lot of tactics and shit, yeah. Tactics and schooling and education.
Yeah,
that's why some people go.
Yeah, I know a lot of people. Shit, I know people that graduated this year that went army.
True.
What went to the services? I thought they were a Marine though. The one I'm thinking of particularly, I think she was a Marine. But yeah, she served. What's so funny? Oh God!
I just thought about that just now. I marked it too, so I'm gonna take that out in a second. Yeah. So next movie, which honestly is gonna lead us to hopefully lead us to another topic if I remember correctly. So, Monster, which is on Netflix, directed by Anthony Mandler, written by Walter Dean Myers, who was the author of the book, Colin C. Wells, and Janice Shafter, starring Kelvin Harrison Jr., A$AP Rocky, and John David Washington. So the movie goes. A promising high school student finds himself in a situation that leads him to jail and fighting for his freedom. So first off, John David Washington... he becoming that boy. He already was, but he becoming that boy. Like, I didn't know he was in this movie and seeing him here. I was like, oh shit, is that really him? And you started seeing him.
What's his name, Boo Boo or Bobo?
I don't know. Look it up.
I'm looking. The B-O-B-O is Bobo, right?
B-O-B-O, Bobo.
Bobo, okay. Yeah, he played the character Bobo in the movie. He wasn't there very long, though.
He wasn't. He, like, I won't say as a cameo, but he's definitely like a special guest, if you will.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because he's not in there at first for the first what?
Majority of the movie, like first 30 minutes.
Even,
yeah,
he's not even there.
30 minutes to an hour.
It's the
it's ASAP and it's Calvin.
Yeah.
And my man's I can't remember his name. The man's that played in Westworld.
Jeffrey Wright. He's on this list somewhere, I know.
He's
there he is. I was looking at the wrong slide. Okay, yeah, it was Jeffrey Wright.
Underground legends, all I'm saying.
Yeah, dude was pretty good. Was he on our list of actors that we did that one time?
He was.
Okay.
It's that I think that we didn't put him high enough, honestly.
I feel like because we had our favorites and stuff like we didn't put him up, but he definitely was. I feel like he was on our list.
He was on our list. He's on both our lists. But it was like we had other people in there, and then we didn't see that one jail movie he did.
Yeah, that was good too.
And we didn't see this movie he did. We didn't see
this one came out 2018 too.
What did?
Monster, I think it came out 2018.
You sure? That version?
The one I'm looking at right here says it came out 2018.
Okay. All right. So, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. I thought it had, like, just came out. Apparently it's been out for a minute.
All right. So I'm trying to think what should we discuss first. I'll just get straight to it. So I heard one person say that they're tired of movies like these because it always paints black people in a bad light. So my defense was, or a comment I had was, this movie was based off the book. And the book came out years ago. Like, I was in high school when I read this book. And my thing is always like, you can't, I understand that, like, a lot of times when we see movies and stuff, it's always about the black plight of, like, avoiding jail, avoiding being in the hood, and getting shot and killed. I understand that 100%. Stereotypes and tropes. Mm-hmm. But it's based off the book. So, like, I feel like if you didn't know that, or you haven't read the book, I mean, you kind of, like, kind of knew. You should know what you're getting yourself into. If you didn't, I understand. But
yeah, I didn't know it was based off of... Actually, I didn't know that. Yes, I did. I just read the book. I didn't know it was based off a book until I was about to go watch it, because then it says, like, based off of
whatever. Based off
a
book, yeah.
Based off the novel, whatever, yeah.
They modernized it, though, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah. I get... Sometimes... It depends. I think, to me, it depends on the... Like, I have to watch the whole movie before I say whether or not I'm tired of watching certain things.
Of course.
I do go... Sometimes, like, it is like... There are times where I'm just like, yeah, I'm not in the mood right now. This very moment to watch another slave movie or something like that. Like, yeah. I had moments like that. I don't watch another slave movie, like...
What was the last slave movie you watched? I honestly, I can't remember the last slave movie I watched, honestly.
I feel like it would have had to have been...
Like, I haven't seen Harriet Tubman.
I've seen Harriet Tubman.
The one that just came out?
Yeah, I think I've seen that one.
Really?
I've seen that one, yeah. Hmm. I've seen Harriet Tubman. It may have been...
Without Me? Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It may have been... you tried it.
I didn't try anything. I just saved my fat, and I just left it like that.
You tried it.
All right, slave movies.
maybe the Nat Turner? Well, there was slaves in it, but
it's centered around slavery, though. You can't have Nat Turner without slavery. So,
I think it would have to be. If I'm being honest, I think it was the Harriet Tubman movie.
I mean, it just came out not that long ago, so I would assume as much.
I think it was the Harriet Tubman was the last slave, this is based about slaves and going mm-hmm. from there.
Slaves and freedom of slaves.
Yeah, which I didn't mind it so much because I went in understanding exactly what I. You knew what you were going to see in the sense of who her character is, and you knew it was going to be heavily a lot of slavery involved with it and stuff like that.
if you didn't know that, it's crazy.
And then also, I guess the idea of what makes it hard sometimes is when you go, like 12 Years of Slave would be hard to watch again. Because that was just like, it was a man who was free and then got captured and just had dirt done to him for like 12 years.
I seen that movie.
And it was like, damn. Like, really?
Damn, 12 years of that shit?
12 years. As a free, you was free. Someone just captured you as a fucking, let's get him.
Took your papers. Took your freedom papers. Was like, yeah, you a slave now, bro.
Yup, and that was just it. You were just a slave.
Damn.
And for 12 years, you had to endure that shit. And mind you wasn't just like, and because you were free, you were educated. So you knew. So it wasn't like you didn't know of any other options. That's what made it even harder. You had options. Like you knew, not that you had options, but you knew this wasn't the only way. You knew and understood that. And I think that's even worse. Going into slavery, understanding that like this, it wasn't always like this,
mm-hmm.
but that there's other worlds beyond this. There's other life outside of this. I think that's even 10 times harder. And having had it, not only just knowing, but having had experienced that,
right.
And then suddenly be thrown into situations you couldn't. But I'm not going to get too deep into that. But I'm saying all to say that I can understand why sometimes you could be like you get tired of seeing movies that depict black people a certain way. I sometimes don't. Sometimes I just don't feel like.
It's kind of like what you said. It kind of depends on what it is and how it is. Like
how it's going to go.
Like what was that movie? Ava DuVernay had did about the about the 6-7 men that Central Park 5. I didn't watch that. I couldn't. Like, I heard you watching it. I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
I watched it because I didn't know a lot about it. And so, to me, I felt the need, not the need. Well, yeah, I felt the need to watch it because I wasn't going to read it. I wasn't going to read about it. So I felt the need. So I was like, I'm not going to read about this. So I just felt the need to watch it for that purpose because I wasn't going to read about it. I'm sure I could probably read and get more out of it. But like, I feel like I got enough out of that to understand, like, yeah, fuck that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah, for sure.
Like, that shit was fucked up. So I don't know. It's not always because I'm sure on the same flip side, people could be like, I can't watch another one of these movies, but they can easily watch like a Don't Be a Menace. But they can easily, you know what I mean, they can easily watch some real hood nigga shit where the niggas put themselves through nothing but bullshit.
I mean, society, yeah.
Yeah, type shit, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of movies like that, and we watch them all day, every day.
I do believe in balance. I do agree with that. Like, if you, like, I don't want to learn about slavery, that's cool, but also you shouldn't be, like, so quick to watch Men's Society or, like, South Central. Granted, they have learning lessons in those, but at the same time, it just glorifies a hood mindset that we all fall victim to.
Yep. I feel like a lot of people do that. They're like, I don't like watching this because it's in a third movie, but, like, you quick to indulge in the negativity musically, and quick to indulge in it in other forms outside of slavery. So it's kind of like, so at that point, maybe it's just a slavery thing that you don't like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is. So, but that is, you said, I think it's important that you mix that shit up.
All right, real quick. As you know, let's go to this and let's talk about the movie first. And then I'll ask the question afterwards.
Okay.
This is going to be one of the funny questions, but it's not funny, but it's not. So what do you think about Monster?
It was good. I think I liked it. I did like the movie. It played out how I could see a situation like that. I don't know if it's based off a true story or not, but I can see how a situation like that would play out in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Where you're trying to hang out with somebody or trying to befriend somebody so they don't beat your ass. So you're trying to befriend them. Because if you're going to befriend them, they're going to become your bully. And you'd rather them be your friend than be your bully.
Facts.
And so you dealing with that and then seeing them, excuse me. And then seeing it progress, and then seeing how that relationship progresses and try, I don't know. I can see how that situation happens, how that all plays out. So to me, that did feel realistic. Even to the police come to parents and telling them one thing, then trying to arrest the boy all of a sudden, shit like that.
That was nuts.
I can see. I can see that happening. I can see definitely see a cop being like, "Oh yeah, we just want to talk to him, ask a few questions." And you think you, okay, well, what happened? They kind of explain a little bit. No, okay, cool. So you come down to go get your son for? Are you not? They're not showing any signs of, like, I'm trying to gerb you and shit like that. You're unaware of that. Their actual, you know what I mean? Their actual plan. And so you will get your son. And you turn around, like, psych! And try to take your son away. Was like, wow. Like, I can see that happening. I can see all that shit happening. And how that shit just played out. Like, how it went down. I can see that playing out like that. And then him feeling like, yo. And him being, because he was a smart kid. Him feeling like, yo, like, is she really here? Is my lawyer really trying to help me? Or am I just another body to her?
Right.
Just a person. Stuff like that. Like those monologues he was having with amongst himself, I could see those being real thoughts and those being real feelings for people.
Cause I'm pretty sure it has to go through your mind when you have someone, like, if you don't have a public defender, because the public defenders are worse. Cause they you can see that they're like, they're shit. They bring it in with them. And it's like, yo, how many cases do you have? Am I just like, do you even remember my name? Yep. Am I just a number to you? Like, what the fuck? And then you have because I think they got an attorney outside of, like, the public defender, which is smart. And I'm supposed to trust you, but I don't even know you.
Yep.
And I'm supposed to believe that you have my best interest at heart. And at the same time, I didn't do this crime. And I want you to know I didn't do this crime, but whatever I say, you don't believe anyway. And that affects me as a person. Because it's like, well, you don't care about my truth, then, like, how I know you're supposed to defend my truth?
Yep. Yep. And on top of that, why would you work hard? I'm not really paying you.
Well, in their case, they were.
They was paying her?
Yeah.
Who was?
The parents were.
I think the parents were paying her. They were paying somebody else, wasn't they? It's paying that lady.
That was his lawyer.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm saying. So, like, if they would have, so ASAP Rocky had a public defender, I think. I'm not 100% sure, but I think he had
a public defender. I thought she was a public defender.
Mm-mm. She was too clean for to be a public defender.
She wasn't a public defender?
I could be wrong, but I don't think I am.
Well, they saw they had money to pay. I didn't know. I thought she was.
She dressed nice. She didn't look stressed. She was like, hey, look, hold on. I'll take these notes down real quick.
Wait, what? Wait, so she was his lawyer? I thought.
I was under the impression that was his lawyer.
Yeah, I thought she was a public defender. Because I was also wondering, I was like, wouldn't she have had...
She had her briefcase with his case and that shit. That was it. There was no like, oh my God, I'm so swamped today. Oh, you're just another case of the 200 I got. It was like, hey man, how you doing? You cool? Need some water? I'm taking these notes down. I have a few questions for you. She was cool as a mouse in a cheese wheel.
Yeah. I was trying to see her...
Her character bio a little bit or something.
Yeah, who the character was. I thought she was a public defender. Mm-mm. Okay.
I didn't think so.
I thought that's what his biggest... That's why he was asking what she just another body to her. I thought he was afraid of that she was going to be his public defender and not be like...
I'm pretty sure she had other cases. And I'm pretty sure she had other people that she, like, defended before. So it's like, you just another dude that, like, I got a guy for.
Right. That's why old boy came in and said, you really going to go through the blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I don't know. Then there was a... But one thing I did like about the movie, too, was, like, the parents I like the fact that they depicted the parents as having like having successful careers.
And dope parents.
Both parents were present, living in the same household, mm-hmm. which I think was dope, which you don't see a lot of.
Facts.
And then on top of that, they both had really good. They had good jobs, like really good careers, and they were like, even in the moments of passing, they would teach. Like the dad called them in and it was explaining to him because the son was super into like
photography.
Photography, yeah, is that what it was?
Filmology.
Yeah, he was movies. Super into that. Yeah, like cinema and camera and film. He was into all that stuff. And so he was explaining to us, like, the dad's like a was a marketer designer?
Graphic designer.
Graphic designer was explaining to him, like, what this thing was called, the style of a art, a photograph or whatever it was called, or these borders were called. And it might just in the moment of passing and to see him have that moment with his son was kind of dope.
Yep.
Because son's like, oh, okay, cool. Like, that's what that is. Like, and it's like, wow, like, so that's why I was saying I can't always, and that's part of the reason why I said earlier, I can't necessarily knock a movie off, like, I can't see this because of without watching it, because you'll miss up on those moments.
Facts.
On those
facts.
Kind of things like that. Like, damn, like, these are actually really dope parents doing dope things for their child and stuff like that.
Shout out to Jennifer Hudson and Jeffrey Wright.
Yeah, they did a good job. Jennifer was looking right, so I was like, ooh.
Okay. Not sure she was, but I ain't going front.
She was looking real right.
Nah, not the main question, but I had a question of, was he guilty? Should he have been, from what we seen in his recollection of what happened through mean people's different memories, when we get into his mind of what happened, do you think that he should have been found guilty?
With the evidence that was provided, no. With what we saw, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
The evidence didn't show that he was guilty, but with what we saw and what we knew, yeah, he was guilty.
Guilty as shit, huh?
He wasn't. He might now. Here's the thing. He might have not known all the ins and outs.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? In that aspect, but they asked him to do a certain thing, and he proceeded to do that something. Even if he balked out halfway through, he did proceed to go do it.
Right.
He proceeded to go do it. So as far as I'm concerned, if I sent you on a mission and you went off to go do the mission, you did the mission. Like, whether you chopped out halfway through, at that point you were part of this. You're part of the conspiracy.
Yeah.
Like, you were part of it. So at that point, yeah, he was guilty.
Yeah. That made me sad, because I was like,
yeah, he was guilty
because he didn't have that street knowledge or street smarts.
Right.
He wasn't like. He was bullied into it. So old boy was saying like, oh yeah, like he's like, cause I'm getting too ahead of myself. The one person's recollection of the story was, he was saying like, oh yeah, so-and-so had bullied me into this. Like, I ain't want to do it, but I did it anyway because of so-and-so or whatever. And that's a complete opposite. Like, he was like, no, I'm about to go home. He's like, no, go ahead and do this errand for me, man. In fact, run your bike, nigga, go ahead and do that shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna take your bike. Ah, like, he was coerced into doing it, for sure. He was cool. So now, if he had said that, yeah, maybe he could have got away with it, but then he had to admit. But then
he admitted he had a part in it,
and then that would be a bigger problem. So that was the thing. He was coerced into doing it, but he did do it. Whether he was coerced or not, he did do it, and he lied about doing it. And on top of that, I guess ultimately, ignorance is not innocence.
Like, no, it's not. And so I was way it's not.
Just because you didn't know that it was going to do doesn't mean that you didn't play a part in that.
Yep.
Like, yeah.
I don't know if that's a black saying or a law saying. That's definitely, I heard that many times.
Yeah, that's not the same as innocence. So like, yeah, so no, I think my point of view, he was guilty. He definitely was guilty. He got off lucky.
Yeah, for sure. That definitely is one of the situations where like you got to get a jail free card. You really did. Yeah. It wasn't free because you had to pay a lawyer. But
yeah,
it's one situation like, hey, you gotta fly right. Get back to the community or something.
Yeah.
Kind of, there's a lot of situations where kids are like, I didn't know what was going on. Fully, I just was like, this person told me to do it, and like, we supposed to be cool, whatever, and so I did it, not knowing.
Yeah, and that's so. And to me, those situations are scary because, like, let's say you got out of jail. Who's to say that his homies? Obviously, he was like running with the dude. One of the dudes was like running with a gang, and all that stuff. That one of the dudes that ends up in jail was running with a gang. Who's to say they don't come looking for you now because their man's is locked up and they're not angry about it?
Right.
Like, I feel like once you get into a situation like that, like, you could still be screwed on the outside.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because people could still come at you like, oh, I came after this person, but it didn't work out and I got locked up. Yo, dead this nigga, dude. Like, and you know what I'm saying? And now it's on and popping. So I don't know, man.
Is it bad that, like, I'm glad he didn't snitch?
Cool.
Our main character. I can't remember his name. His character's name.
What do you mean? Glad he didn't snitch on what
they like. So old boy gave him a deal, and his lawyer said no, but never was. Oh wait, he didn't even have a chance to snitch.
Yeah, I don't think he...
He didn't have a chance. Because, like, basically, everybody else had turned on them. Yeah. And so, like, there wasn't even a chance to be like, hey, we give you a plea deal if you lie and say so-and-so did that shit. They didn't have a chance to do that shit.
Yeah, no, it was basically... The case was damn near, was this person involved or not? Because we knew the others were already guilty and already guilty of it. It was just a matter of how severe was the suspension going to be.
Right.
But the main case was he part of it or not? That was kind of more so the case than anything else. So yeah, like them taking the stand. Of course, they're going to say he was part of it. They're going to jail. They're already getting booked. So hearing from them wouldn't make no sense. But so for him, you wouldn't want to stir that pot if you don't have to. I wouldn't stir that pot at all. Like so in that situation, I would no. That would have led to you. Okay, you got out free, but now these dudes are hunting you down.
Yeah, for sure.
Now these dudes are hunting you down. It's like yeah, no.
Especially in New York.
Yep, they gonna hunt you down, bro. For real.
So I remember our great friend Aaron. I thought about this because it's like one of his favorite questions to say no to. Would you go to a slave museum?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like.
I didn't think you was going to say that. I was hoping you'd say no so I can say yeah.
No, I would say yeah. Like, well, I wouldn't. I'm not one to pass up.
Education?
And a moment to learn something like that or yeah, I'm not one to pass up a moment like that to really see things, to see things for what they are. Because it's one thing to know, like I understand these things, but to see it, to see shackles, to see like whatever it may have been,
right?
To really see it and like the kind of thing that passes through you, as you, it's like when you for those who go to church, a lot of people that go to church or go to a place of a dwelling of worship, there's a different kind of, or even a concert. It's a difference between watching it live at home.
Oh yeah, and experiencing
and
it.
And being there and experiencing it and feeling the energy and feeling the things that pass through and stuff like that. And the things that overcome you when you're in those situations.
Facts.
I think I would like to experience that. Now, it wouldn't be top of my to-do, like, yo, I gotta go to the slave museum. Like, nah, I would be good on that in that aspect. Like if I'm going somewhere for the first time, My first thought isn't going to be, let's go to the slave museum. Like, nah, that's something maybe I've been here a couple times before, whatever. And then I was like, I'm stopping there, da-da-da.
Have you ever been to one?
No. I've been to a slave museum. I've been to museums before, and I feel like they might have some stuff about, like, slavery in it, but never like a dedicated slave museum.
I did when I was younger.
Yeah, would they have a slave museum that you went to?
Went to a Jewish one for the Holocaust. He went to like a slave one. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember exactly where it was, but I do remember going there. I remember they had, like you said, the shackles. They had like the description of how they laid down the boats and shit like that.
I remember seeing stuff like that too. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember any. I was way younger. I probably was too young, but I was a lot younger. I wasn't even in high school when I went.
It but like this. It didn't get the same light in like remembrance as the Holocaust did, because I remember at the end of the Holocaust we actually met with a Holocaust survivor and she had the tattoo and branding on her still, because like the time was still like she was still alive.
Wow.
Yeah, so like the Holocaust I remember seeing now, I was like whoa, that hit, of course, but also with slavery that hit also.
Yeah,
but with it being so, I don't want to say it was so long ago, but with not having anyone to give me a recollection of what they went through from being transported from one place to another, it doesn't hit the same. But everything I experienced there was like, oh, like, this is some bullshit. I remember that vividly.
I will say this, though. One thing that would, before I went, because I'm supposed to be going to try to gain this knowledge, there would probably be more research done on my end before I go. Like, just for verification that, like, this person legit, like, took the time to do. It wasn't some dude with some money just throwing it together, like, get the niggas in here. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, some real shit. Like, because if that was the case, I'm like, I'm not going. Like,
oh yeah, no, if it's a money grab, no.
Like, but if it's like, no, like, these are people who are historians, they've been studying this all this time, they actually been through and took the path, whatever it was, and they done the research to understand and really and be able to give me those little nitpicks, like, yeah, like how they used to take fucking their cornrows and stuff, rice in their cornrows and stuff like that, so they have something to eat on the road and shit like that.
Right.
Like if they wasn't on that tip of that, like being able to tell me little information like that and shit, I'd be like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, cause they did that shit. They would take grains of food and put it in there and braid it in. And I was like, why would they do it? I thought, originally when they did that shit, I didn't understand it. It was for, like, for snacking on later. I thought it was just, like...
The cornrows was, like, a lot of things that black people did were survival. It was never, like, not everything was, like, I'm trying to get a little fly. No, I'm trying to survive.
Yep. It was to hide that shit, hide the food in the joint, and just keep pushing and stuff. I was like, oh, shit, I did not realize that.
Like, the idea of, like, cornrows is supposed to help make a path of how to get to freedom.
Yeah, they would do different designs. Yeah. Show paths. So I did hear that. But I didn't know the food thing. And I'm wondering now if that's why they were called corn rolls. But I was like, probably because the rolls of corn look like. But it's probably because the rolls of corn, if you ever seen rolls of corn, that's what they look like. Okay, never mind.
Hey, look that up, bro. That may, you might be onto something. Okay, why are they? And corn doesn't look like no rolls of corn.
When you're growing corn, the way the rows and the fields look.
No. Just look it up, bro. Cause I think you're onto something, bro. I think you're onto something. You really just kind of stumped me out a little bit.
Corn rows.
Yeah. Oh, you know what's funny? You said corn rows, and I definitely thought like corn rows. And you said rows, and I was like, oh yeah, rows.
Yeah.
Is it roll or rose?
Rose. Some people say rolls though. People will say, I hear it's corn rolls.
I think it's
rolls because we was in the hood.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think they gentrified it. They was like, no, it's more like rows than rolls, because you got rows and columns. Like, nah.
Corn rows, like a row with your boat. Came nah. Large, a traditional style of brains with your brains close to the scalp using underhand upper. Okay.
So nah. No
straight
answers.
Straight lines and terms and plots, but they can also be styled a little bit depending on the region of the world. Cornrows are worn by all genders. Okay.
Never mind. I'm not gonna get into this whole thing. Okay.
They got the time from how long it usually takes to do it. That's funny. It's on Wikipedia. Go ahead, y'all. Get down.
Don't go to Wikipedia. You might can do Wikipedia.
That's why I like this stuff. It's pretty funny.
If the person that made that wasn't black, I don't want to hear about it.
About what?
Cornrows.
Yeah, I mean, so far everything they have here is legit. Like, they're talking about, like, oh, it could take up to 5 hours, and depending on what it is they're doing, it could take, sometimes the process could take, like, 5 hours to do it.
How'd you feel if someone white did research? I shouldn't say white, I don't want to make it like I'm aiming at somebody. What if someone, outside of being black, was, like, did research on corals? It bothers me, though, because, like, don't study me like I'm some type of species.
It's not study. I mean, here's the thing, like, my thing
Give me a piece of paper and a pen, I'll take care of the rest. Don't just...
I feel like, if you have access to the information... And they have access to that same information. Like, what's the...
No.
Now, if they take that same something, that same information, and then they capitalize off of it and you didn't, I would go, what were you doing?
Trying to figure out the math. They already had the math. That happens a lot. That's why all these black people be having make up these dances and shit, and white people be like, oh, word? I got a manager. I'm going to take care of that.
That's because you keep giving them the dances.
We don't own it to give.
Then you can't say you made it up. Like, if you don't own it, you say you made it up. Then did you make it up? You don't own it?
Yeah, because I made it up. You might have me triggered.
I'm just saying.
You might have me triggered.
I hear that all the time. Like, we made up this and we made up that. And they came and just took. Well, how did they just come and take your shit? Like,
there's an actual path on TikTok you can take to see who the originator of something was. You can be like, oh.
Then you do it, and you got something going. You see it popping off, like, you gotta jump on that train. Like,
you can't patent pin in a dance. Okay,
you say that, but at the same time, the white people have been blowing up off of that somehow.
I know, it's really bothering me.
Okay, so how are they blowing it up off
some
of
cheat code that we don't know about?
Okay,
I mean, being for real.
Okay,
see, you gotta take me serious.
I'm not right now. Like, because you're not giving me a real answer. You're saying it's a cheat code. Well, what's the cheat?
All right, so basically, they figure out the math of, like, oh, if I take this dance. And I figure out how to do it, at least acceptably, and somehow I get a manager, and I keep pushing from there. Because, like, that's a thing a lot of times, like, black people, we just do shit just because. Like, for example, like, we'll do shit out of survival just because it's a thing, not knowing that, like, mm-hmm. we're sitting on a multi-million dollar product.
Yeah.
And somebody else will see that and be like, oh, that's money. And, like, they won't tell you, just take that idea, like, how you make that? All right, cool, and just find a way to market it and have it going. Yeah. Whereas, like, our mindset isn't like that because the idea is, like, I'm trying to survive. And granted, part of surviving should find a way to make profit of what you do. I agree with that 100%.
I remember you saying a while ago about gatekeeping and the idea of a lot of times when you look at other cultures that do certain things a certain way and stuff like that, they gatekeep that shit like a motherfucker. Like, there's things you won't know. And so part of it is, like, I do understand. I'm not stupid. I understand that, yes, there definitely is ways they've done it in the past where black people be doing all this in third. They come around and get an agent or some agent and took off all the money and then robbed them and then gave it to the white boy, and the white boy is doing it now and he's getting paid off of it. That's been happening for a long time, and that has been happening and continues to happen. On the flip side of that, it's like, okay, when that was happening originally, that we didn't have the access that we have now to things. There's so much more data and information available to you that for it to still be,
Like, this isn't the '60s and the '80s and the '50s no more. Like we're in the future now. But it gets to a certain point where we still don't know the process and the code. I don't want to say code like cheat code. I mean, we don't know, like you said, like we have data available, right? But it's like you don't know what you don't know. So it's like if I have all this information, what do I do with this? Whereas somebody else may already know that. And a lot of times, let's keep it a buck. Unfortunately, subconsciously or consciously or not, when things are presented from a white person, we accept it much easier and faster versus when a black person does it.
So see, so that becomes a problem with your own people more so than with... Now there's a reason why, I'm sure, that. But that becomes more of a problem amongst your own people than is the white man getting this and getting away with this and the third. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not putting full responsibility on a white man.
I just feel like at some point it's like, all right, like, you're not wrong in the sense of like, yeah, like, it is definitely going to be more likely that a white person can do something that... A white person and a black person can do the same exact thing, and a white person is going to blow up and go further with it than a black person mm-hmm. is. That generally is the case. Because whether they know how to market it better or whatever it may be.
Right.
I mean, like, yeah, we've seen that multiple times. But it does. But at the same time, it's like, there has to be a way. Or I just find it hard to believe that in this day and age. Like, and especially if you could, like you said, if you can go back to the originator and this person is doing your money, sue that person. Like,
you're right.
I'm doing it, sue that person then. Let that nigga blow up and sue him. Like, I clearly did this first, and then you took it and you did this in third. But if you can't patent it and you can't, then what did you really have?
But I can't afford a lawyer, but that's beyond the point. It's like, hard.
If you got a real case you're going to win, the lawyer will be like, fuck the money, let's go.
Creativity is one of the things where it's hard to prove. Like the whole situation with Pharrell and Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye estate has sued Pharrell mm-hmm. because they said that he took he sampled one of his songs or whatever, and was like, no, I took the feeling, but I didn't take the song. And so they went to court, and the estate of Marvin Gaye eventually won. Mm-hmm. And it was one of things of like, I didn't, in Pharrell's mind, his point of view was like, I didn't sample your stuff. I took the feeling, if anything, but I can't sue you for a feeling.
Right.
And so they went to court and the state won, and it was like a real big thing at the time. Still is.
I remember you talking about that. Like, and that does happen, but again, hey, this is my shit. No, it's our shit. Sued.
Yeah, it's easy. It goes down to it. And sometimes you work the process, and it's like, well, it didn't work out in your favor. Sometimes it does. A lot of times I really hope it does work out in the favor of what's just and what's right. But
yeah. So I feel like, because part of me is kind of like, okay, like, because you do see that a lot where someone's doing stuff, these dances, and they blow up, and everybody doing. But I was like, but if you just said that on TikTok, you can go back and find the originator of the dance. Like, this was mm-hmm. the person who originated it. It's kind of like,
that's why I was really happy for Natasha Bedingfield. She did that. So did you hear about the remix they had to our song?
No.
It was a song, Unwritten, I think is the name of the song. And some they did like a bounce mix. I'm surprised you didn't hear the song. It was crazy.
I don't know what song, I don't even know.
Let me sing it for you.
Honestly, if you gave me the word, maybe I would know what it was. I don't know what it is.
Nah, anyway. So basically,
is it called Unwritten?
Yeah. So I look up like Unwritten bounce mix or some shit. Booty bopping bounce mix, I don't know. And so these kids came up with a dance for that song. It got big. It went popular, whatever. Natasha Bedingfield got hold of it. And she was like, oh, this song's hard. She danced to it, too. And then, I think, like, I'm going to say, like, 3 or 6 months later, she ended up getting those kids on her TikTok, and they performed it together. And basically, she's like, got out the way. Let them do the dance. So they got more recognition for it.
Right.
And, it was like, much, much props to them and her for that.
Right. So I feel like, and that's the other thing, too. We take these things, and then there's other platforms that are black owned that are out there that we don't put them on. So, which happens. And I know you look at me with the look, but this is what happens.
I didn't give you no look.
You did. You gave me the look, but I'm approve my shit right now.
Please do. Please do.
We say we gatekeep, but you quick to throw it on a white man's shit or some Asian dude shit. Real quick.
No, you're right.
Okay. And then you'd be like, man, they took my shit. No, you gave it to them.
But back like, to the code. If I make a platform and it's not as popular as TikTok or Twitter or wherever else it is, what's stopping me from getting to that point? It's not how it works. I already made the app.
Right.
But at what point is it? Is it marketing? Is it actually like somebody giving me a push? Is it just some celebrity using it? Like, what is it?
I think the thing is that we have to understand, too, in the world that we live in, unfortunately, there's always that disadvantage. So yeah. You have to understand that you just sometimes the shit that you make is not going to blow up like that for a good minute because, and the primary reason isn't because it's not so much that they're blowing up because they have a code all the time. It's white people supporting white people, and there's more of them.
Yeah, honestly, usually is always the case for the most part.
It's white people. It's more of them. If you would take the same amount of black people that put on a white platform and put it on a black same put on a black platform, and then you and don't make it so only black people get on, but just make it like, yo, this is like we own this shit, like this is our shit, mm-hmm. and you would do that same shit, it'll get there. It's gonna take a lot longer to do. And I think that's the thing a lot of times is, are we willing to really go that distance and wait it out that long and mm-hmm. enjoy the patience? Like I'm putting stuff on TikTok, but I'm also not like, oh my God, they stole my shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That's the thing. I'm understanding like whatever I put on there, but I put it on Facebook, TikTok, whatever the fuck it is. It's I put it on the internet. Nigga, it's the internet now. Like,
yeah.
That's a wrap.
It really is.
Unless you got it copyrighted or something, it's the internet now. So you kind of got to go understanding that. Like, they even have you sign a little agreement. Nigga, this is all shit. We probably going to use it in a commercial. Like,
nobody read contracts.
But whose fault is that?
It's
whose fault
is that? I'm just saying, so it's ours. So
you
can't sit there and
be like, oh my God, they keep gatekeeping. No, you just not. You're literally giving them the shit. And then be like, oh my God, they took my shit. You let Debo borrow the bike, and mad. You let the thieving boy Debo borrow the bike, knowing he was going to steal it.
He should get it back though. Now Craig got to fight him.
That nigga got
fight. Craig could went to jail for attempted murder.
He would.
He could. Yeah.
No, because there was fighting. There was a fist fight. That's
all. He pulled a burner out first.
Craig pulled the burner out, but no, never used it. He brandished the burner. He never used it. He put it away.
That's attempted murder.
Whatever it is, whatever. He didn't go to jail.
You can't just say whatever it is.
He wasn't gonna go to jail for it. You know why? Because the hood understood. He was in a black neighborhood, in a black community, and it was understood that look like that's not how we handle things. Not we gonna handle this. We gonna use the old fisticuffs.
It was understood that we should have killed Debo a long time ago.
And on top of that, it wouldn't have been that because old boy hit him first, and that's why he pulled the burner on him.
He punched him or he pushed him.
Oh boy, whatever it was. Oh boy, a bigger nigga put his hands on him first. And he was going self-defense and blow that nigga head off.
It depends on what the laws is. And that nigga
had threatened to beat them up earlier already once.
It depends what the laws is. Mm, yeah.
I mean, that's true, but what law is there where if a person threatens your life, you can't pull a burner on them and blast them?
I don't know. Some places is equal force.
Okay. A little bigger nigga put his hands on me and shit like that. Besides that nigga put his hands on me, that's equal force, my nigga. I just shoot him in the arm or something. That's equal force. Fuck that.
All right.
But he pulled the burner on, but he didn't use it. He branched the burner because the dude did put his hands on him. He's like, oh, okay, cool. So then he put the burner up, and then they got into a fist fight, and then that nigga had to hit him with a brick.
And a trash can.
Yep, hit him with a brick and a trash can. Like, bow.
I like this conversation. It went everywhere. I like this one.
Yeah, but yeah, so yeah, I don't know how we got to that point.
I love that. I was going to ask that question. I let it ride.
Gatekeeping and all that stuff.
But it was much needed, probably.
Oh, I think we were talking about the museum if someone else white owns it and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
cornrows. White person did cornrows.
Well, cornrows, rice, and grains in your hair. Yeah. Don't laugh at that.
And you was like, what if I...
The Mitchells.
He had soul food on the side of his head.
Cornrows, not rolls.
Soul food. Got a little gravy on this side. The lather was gravy. He was like,
does not mean to keep going. I got quiet for a reason.
Who want dinner?
No. You know how you get quiet? Let me know I said some crazy shit. I'm doing the same thing to you. You're not getting a hit. You're not getting
that
it.
That was a good one, though.
No, it wasn't.
How wasn't it?
You can't make them jokes, bro.
Why can't I make them jokes? Why can't I make them jokes? You tell me.
You shouldn't make them jokes.
Why?
Because it's very insensitive.
How? How?
Talking about black people having gravy and mashed potatoes in their head with french fries is crazy.
I never said mashed potatoes with french fries.
What'd you say then?
I never said mashed potatoes with french fries. What'd you say then? I said they had a little bit of rice and drums on this side.
You might as well,
and they
had
a little soul food. And then they had a little gravy to lather it down. You talking about they had, what's the name? Come on, dog.
Can you talk about the fun movie now?
Let's talk about the fun movie then.
The Mitchells versus the Machines. Platform is Netflix. Directed by Michael Rianda. Written by Michael DeAnda, Jeff Rowe, and Alex Hirsch. Starring Maya Rudolph, Danny McBride, Michael Randa.
Let me see Maya Rudolph, because you were saying that earlier, and I was like, I don't know who this is.
She's beautiful. Like, she's on SNL. She plays Kamala Harris a lot of times. Abby Jacobson and Eric Andre was in this movie. Don't hate. She a black queen. Don't do that. Y'all two got the same skin tone, too. Why you laughing?
That don't mean nothing to me, nigga.
It means a lot.
I was just like, oh, you saw this chick. Like,
you don't think she's a beautiful lady? Lie to me. Go ahead, lie to me.
Nah.
Wow. You don't lie to me then.
She cool.
When somebody says lie to me, that don't mean you lie to them.
I'm not lying to you. She's I'm so glad that's super attractive.
She's the...
Honestly, in my head, when you said that shit, I was thinking of like some other... Because I've seen some of the women that you like, oh my gosh, this woman is so bang to bang. So to see them and then see this, I'm like, this is very different than what I expected.
Oh, she also the homeroom monster, so that helps.
Yes, and I was like, okay. Once I see,
you get my head a little bit, bro.
Yeah, and it's all kooky because you clearly was like going crazy and I'm like, no.
I already thought you already knew that.
No, what?
I already thought you knew that.
Knew what?
That my head was kind of kooky.
No, she's cool. She's
like
cool.
The Adams Family.
She's cool. The spooky.
Nah, but the movie. Meet the Mitchells, which is comprised of... I'm damn, I said it crazy. Meet the Mitchells, which is comprised of Rick, Linda, Kate, and Aaron. When the oldest daughter gets accepted to college for film, she is excited, but her family has separation issues. To savor the last other moments, they decide to drive all the way to California. On the way to California, Pal, basically like Apple OS, gets an update that changes the Mitchells' whole itinerary. This is my best. This is my best one. I like this one a lot. I think I wrote this one. Pretty dope.
No, it's good. Thank you. Good. Yeah, I'll give you credit when it's good. It's good.
So you saw this movie Wild Me, but you're not gonna get into that. And
I told you I was watching too.
Yeah, I don't know why you did. You're very sinister of you. What? Very sinister of you.
Okay.
See, you don't care about me, bro. It's all good. This is a really great family movie, and I was very surprised that I liked it as much as I did.
I think now when we say family movie, I want to stress for people. A lot of times you say family movie, and it's just a kid movie.
Family matters.
With some adult. We should get into that too.
I kind of wanted to, but I don't know if we had time.
With some adult undertones or whatever, or overtones, however you want to put it. This movie was actually it was definitely built for the family to watch it.
Yeah.
Like, it was definitely built for the adult and the child. And.
No, see, I don't like that definition because I feel like Pixar does that too.
Not a lot of times. A lot of times, they're ones that are usually known for doing adult, maybe having an adult overtone or undertone to it.
Yeah.
But it's primarily for a kid.
Okay.
It's geared towards a kid a lot of times. This is the first one I've seen. Not the first one. This is one of the ones I could see. I was like, nah, this is definitely adults and kids.
Okay.
Y'all both can watch it, but okay. Yeah. Because I don't know. That's how I felt about that. Because usually it's like as I said, some overtone or undertone of adultness, but mostly designed to look to be for children.
Yeah.
This one was a bit different. This one's a little more mature than that.
What other movie you think falls up under that category?
Spider-Man
what? Spider-Man what?
No, I like Spider-Man, but I don't think that falls under this category either. I think that was definitely for like Spider-Man fans and children.
Yeah.
I feel like the incredible.
You did say Incredibles yesterday, and I kind of was like, huh.
Not that they, as far as them being a full family.
Yeah.
That's as close as they got. I feel like the Incredibles had some very adult.
I feel like they had the other which you said
the
like
the first way.
The other way. You said the adult overtones with kid aspect.
And that's as close as I think I can get is that. Cause I feel like that's right. What they probably did. Shrek did the same. Nah, Shrek was just like kids. But Shrek was a Christian last time that did that. I feel like that was like a lot of overtone. Like if you was an adult, you'd be like, oh, okay, I see what's going on here. But
yeah, that definitely had a lot of overtones.
Yeah, I feel like this one. I don't know. I feel like this one. And maybe it didn't. They just did it differently.
It just felt good how they did it. Yeah.
It just felt good how they did it. I mean, because that's usually the case. We usually make movies like this. Usually the case is like it's mostly geared towards the kids. But.
You know what I think it is? I think that because I don't know what made you. I don't know what you said that triggered it. I think the fact of the way she. The characters themselves and the way that Kate edited the movie. Yeah. Plays a big part of the meme culture and the gift culture that we're in now.
Mm-hmm.
And so as an adult, when you see that, it's like, I definitely would do the same thing. Or I do that in my regular post.
Yeah.
And so I connected that more.
Yeah, you know what it is too? As you're saying that, what I think the big thing is, she was she's college bound now. So yeah. She's right at that cusp of, I'm still a child, but I'm becoming an adult.
Yeah.
And then she had a little brother who was a child, super like dinosaur and stuff like that. So you had that. aspect of it. And then you had that. What is so funny?
When you said dinosaurs.
That's how he's like dinosaurs.
You do small shit that just kills me, bro. Because it'd be really unexpected. But go ahead,
that's
my
what
bad.
He did. Remember, he was doing that a lot. And so and I think that's what made did it. Because she was a college bound student now.
Yeah.
So she's no longer a child. But she's not a full throttled adult just right. Yet. She's still very much so under her parents' wing and things like that. I liked how in this movie, there's going to be some spoilers in this one, but outside of the relationship with the parents and one thing I liked about this movie was how they emphasize how much technology has
destroyed our brains,
destroyed the family. Like in a sense, the family was dysfunctional because they were all super into technology. Yeah. Like, they weren't communicating with one another. This would be a text. They'd be in the same room. It's like text. It's no real, like...
They weren't on that level.
Yeah, well, there were times where the dad was trying to... Because dad was, like, a super-duper outdoorsman. Like, let's be outdoors. And, like, he was a woodsman. He was a real-world woodsman. And the mom was like, I'm in between. Like, I understand both sides. I can see both sides, like Chanel. And then the kids were very much so, like, we're tech-bound. We're techies all mm-hmm. the way.
True.
And so, to see, like, that dynamic between, like, the daughter and the father... play out how she's like super into film, digital film and all that stuff, and
right
da, 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 and he's like super into like, let's go outside and play, let's
handsy. I'm like more like outdoorsy, hands,
I'm a woodsman.
Hands,
I'm a real woodsman, I'm a, like I carve up things and da, 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 da. And so I like how they actually show like the family kind of like, not that it got destroyed by technology, but that it created a gap.
Yeah,
a huge gap between the daughter and the dad, and so you have that aspect of it, and then you have the aspect of I'm becoming my own person.
Right.
So you have those two things now that you have to combat with. Before it was just like just becoming your own person, and as times change, you change. You start to get into things more and mm-hmm. more. But it was those two things. Cause dad was like didn't super believe in her ability with the film and stuff like that. No, he was like, I don't really believe in that like that, like, cause I'm a woodsy man. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't trust it. I think you might fail. Type shit.
That was a crazy conversation.
That was.
I was like, yo, he really gonna go all the way and say this shit?
Yeah, I was like, yo. I think she asked him, and he was like, what? She asked him, why do you think I'm a fail? And he was like...
She asked him yes, but he kind of hinted at that direction already.
Oh, he did. He did. Like, what if it doesn't work out? And then I was like, yeah, he definitely hinted at the idea. You're right. He did hint at the idea that it wasn't...
I'm like, yo, like... In his head, he was like, oh, this shit's ass. I don't know how you even do this
shit. I thought you was gonna be ass. Like, yo, like... Like, yeah, no.
That was tough. Like,
but it was real, because sometimes people do go into, because here's what's messed up about that and what's not messed up about that. Is what's messed up about it is the idea of you telling somebody that's trying to do something that like you gonna fail.
That's hands. When I say something like hands,
I was like, whoa. But like the idea of you doing something like this, you could fail, but at the same time, it's like you could fail in anything.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's not something that needs to be said. It's something you just kind of roll with. It's not something he was wrong at. You don't have to say that. But you're also not, but you not understanding it, I would understand why you would feel like, because I don't see many, I don't know people who succeed in this. I don't know that. I'm afraid you might fail in it.
Facts.
But I wouldn't stop you, but I wouldn't tell that to you, and I wouldn't stop you from pursuing that either. But I would definitely also want you to consider, like have you, like, is this what you want to do?
All right, yes, that.
Like, sure is what you want to do.
I feel like especially as a kid, if you feel like this is what you want to do, this is what your calling was, go with that 100%. And, like, you don't need a plan B. Because I feel like if you go with this 100%, wherever you fall, even if you fail or you fall, you gonna land on something else. Right. Now, I feel like it makes a big difference.
Yeah, but I think on the flip side of that, depending on how the education is being paid for, plays a part in it, too. Because if you go in there doing something... I'm gonna be an Apple fruit, like Apple. I've been designing clothes for apples. You know what I'm saying? Like whatever. Like, and I say Apple, like Apple, piece of fruit, whatever.
I know what you meant.
You'd be like, nigga, what? Like, I'm not fit to pay for this. You know what I'm saying? So it's there's this line of like, well, I don't know.
So for designing fruit for apples, what major would that be? Just curious.
Modeling, I guess. Fashion. You can do fashion. And some dogs are small too, so you could design small dog clothes. But you have to go to school for that. You just design.
Don't play. There's a lot of money in animal clothing.
Yeah, there is. I was saying that's a more like, but that is like, there are some things you go to school for, and a lot of people go to school for it and stuff like that to be successful, and they just can't find jobs in it and stuff like
True,
that.
True, facts.
Which happens. I don't think that's necessarily because they weren't successful in it. It's just that field was either hard to get into or wasn't a very lucrative field to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so that does happen. So ultimately, I don't, especially in this day and age, there's, in this day and age, there's, especially with something like film, there's no failing. Because if you don't do good in school, you can always hit that shit to YouTube. Like, you can put on some other dude's platform is going to have it, and they're going to take your shit. But
Sci-Fi take it.
Like, somebody, like, some, you see the movies there. A lot of people start with them dudes, and they end up making their way up. Amazon Prime have some good movies on there, too.
They also got some bad ones.
Yeah. Where else don't you see bad? You see bad movies everywhere.
Amazon Prime, it sells that, though. No disrespect to Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime, I guess you would say, is...
What was that one movie we saw with the... it was cussing out the camera every 2 minutes.
Cussing out the camera?
And he was selling drugs and he went to jail.
I don't remember. That wasn't a good movie. That wasn't a good movie. I was like, oh...
Don't remember the name, but you remember that part.
I remember that movie wasn't good. That's, I remember that was part of that movie that wasn't good. So I was like, okay, yeah. But no, I ultimately think that you just kind of got to be willing to be like, yo, like, best of luck to you. Let them do them, no matter what. Whether you pay for it or not, I get the idea of like, if they go into something that's not lucrative, I'm like, just because you don't have a passion for me, they don't. Facts. And they won't be. Just because you didn't succeed, that doesn't mean I won't.
Facts.
And I've seen, that is a salty conversation too. Is when someone's like, no, why are you doing it? When I first went to go to school for game design, I kind of had a conversation. I had that conversation a couple of times, like, game design, da, 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 da. Why are you going for game design, blah, blah, blah.
They tell you, I say, why are you always playing the game?
Yeah. Like, and I was like, really? And so it was kind of funny to me at the time, which is funny, I didn't end up doing that, but I ended up finding another, as you said.
Right.
Like, okay, I wasn't really messing with this asshole like I thought I would, but I jumped out of that. And I found the aspect I did like of it and jumped out of that and then jumped into something else that connected to that, to further that.
Right.
So I agree with that logic. Like, but it's funny because that conversation, that's all I was saying, the conversation to have with that sometimes is, not only is it the why, like, that's a, you might fail, you won't fail, that's a bad field.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's the other conversation is like, why do you think I'm going to fail? Because you did? And that's another conversation you have to have.
Yo, have you said that to anyone before?
I've had the conversation with when I first talked about going to game design, my parents weren't the ones who was like giving me a hard time. They was like, they were mostly like, you want to go that far? Like, oh, like, closer. But my mom was like, is nothing close. My dad was like, you're going to be your own man. You're going to do what you're going to do.
That's
my dad was always supportive in that way. Like, go, don't do, go be great. My mom was more like, you want me to be closer? Like, just like,
you can go to Florida.
Here.
They got full sail.
Yeah, I was like, my mom can swim, but I can't swim that well. They have hurricanes and shit. I can't swim through no hurricane.
That is true.
So yeah,
they built different in Florida too.
I be Florida man and shit now. Like, that's crazy. Like,
now you being Florida man is nuts.
Like, Gator man. That's my YouTube channel. I be biting alligators and shit. Anyway, and then but I've had conversations with relatives, with people outside my intermediate family who were like, game design, why are you going for game design? There's no money to be made in this, blase, blase, blase. Or, and it's like you going out there for that, like, that's not a smart decision. I don't think you should go, but blah. It's like, you didn't go to school.
Yo, what's up with you, bro?
Like, because if it,
that's a real statement, but still, like
what school do you recommend? What school did you go to? And then it's just like, that's how I went. Like, well, what school do you recommend? What school did you go to? And yeah, I know they didn't go to school. So it was like, well, you know, this person went to there. I was like, oh, so you let them go pick the school that they wanted to go to and go to. So like, all right.
Well, they said the school of hard knocks.
Failed. That'd be wild. Dad, would you be mad at that?
How you go to school hard enough to end up being a nurse?
Heal up your own wounds.
Have you looked at the cast of this movie? Mitchell's in the machines. Their cast of like their voice cast is actually pretty interesting. One of the voices of the robot was Blake Griffin.
Oh yeah, huh? Pal Max Prime.
Deborah Cox.
Yeah, I have to see that.
She provided internet.
She was Pal.
Man, that was a good joke. Okay, anyways, that was a good joke. That was a great joke.
So those who don't know,
how did you get here?
No, wow. Okay.
Nobody's supposed to be here. Remember that?
That's a good run on. So Deborah, so Cox out here. Cox isn't everywhere. I think it's Comcast in Philly. I think it is.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not everywhere. So Cox is an internet service provider. And okay, with the movie being about technology, he says Deborah Cox was in the movie. She provided internet.
No, one of the robots' name was Deborah.
Oh, Deborah Cox?
Triple entendre. You can ask me how.
How?
Deborah Cox, then Deborah Cox, the singer, and then Cox Internet. Then you got interwebs.
And you lost us. But no.
Can I get the quadruple? Somewhere better than Hove.
Come here.
I know.
No, that's neck. That's neck, bro. That's neck. We need to get on air. That's
neck
on air. That's neck on air, bro.
That's your opinion, bro.
That's disrespect. That's your opinion. That was disrespectful. That was it. No, that's neck.
No,
back up.
No.
That's neck on air. That's neck on air.
No, it's not.
That was disrespectful.
It's your opinion versus my opinion. I think I'm better than home. Let me have that. Go ahead.
That's neck. That's neck on air. That's so disrespectful.
That was blasphemous.
That was just, that's neck again. Just,
no,
that,
it's not.
Just for people in the back. For people in the back, you didn't see it? Come here.
No.
They didn't see it. They didn't see it in the back. That's go neck ahead, twice. Bro. That's neck. All that's right, so
damn
ignorant.
You don't get another one, nigga.
That, you might have to get another. That was disrespectful.
All right. Goldberg forgave me, bro. He knew I was on some bullshit.
hoe did that, like, why would you have to go through that? Like, no. But
he hopefully, I don't even say I'm bare no hoes.
I like the fact that in this, the antagonist wasn't actually the robots per se, but the actual phone itself. Because she was controlling. You know, usually it's always like, usually.
Okay.
Because usually we always see that it's always people like, the world's going to end because the robot's going to take over, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, they already have. Your phone was the robot that they were trying to warn you about, and it's already here.
You know how I feel sometimes when you be deep like this? I be feeling like granddad from the Boondocks. He's like, I don't have any deep words to say. Huey, be deep. And here you come.
You stupid.
He's like, yo, like, I was thinking, watch this movie, how the actual problem is the phones itself. There's no humans involved. It's the phone. I'm like, yo, he on one, dog.
That's what it is, because they always pan to be like, what was it? AI with what's the name?
This Terminator. Movie.
Terminator. It's always some humanoid blah, 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 type thing that come and get you. But realistically, it's always been the phone. It's been you being attached to this thing like this and just being like, because the only reason they even make the humanoid thing is based off the OS off the phone. And just updated it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you probably even control it from here. And like, and so that was just, that was the destroyer. That was what was taking over the world. That's the thing that got people walking like this and walking in front of trains and getting hit.
That's not funny.
That happens. People literally doing this, texting, walking in front of trains and getting hit, shit like that. Dilly-dallying with their phones.
My favorite thing is, I think we all do this, when you're on a bed and you're on your phone and the phone slaps you in the face, I prefer that over like running like a pole or something.
I think it's funny when you're doing, like when you lay, let's say I can lay down on the couch I'm doing that, and it almost, you know, the person that you see them jerk all of a sudden,
yeah.
And then you look over and they look crazy because like, the phone is laying there on their side and they looking over at you like, yeah, I just did that shit.
Yeah, phone trying to take my life, bro.
Phone trying to take my life. A homegirl of mine, shout out to her, she was telling me about a situation with her child where they were using the iPad in the bed and the thing fell and cracked them in their head. And
the iPad that was bleeding?
It was because it hit it right in the corner of there, like, bam, right in the middle. It was I think it was a tablet. It was a tablet. I don't think it was an iPad. It was a tablet of some sort. I think it was a Samsung, to be honest with you, because she said tablet.
So cracked her head to white meat?
Once the white meat. They had definitely had a picture and it was definitely blood. That's, I was like, crazy. Dang, that's kind of salty.
No more phones in the bedroom. No technology in the bedroom.
Cracked they shit right in the middle of their forehead. Bop! Crack that shit, had some blood on it. Oh,
it feels fine. I don't find that hard to believe though.
Cause you don't you pat.
Not the fact that it hit my face a few times. I ain't end up with a black eye.
Usually I catch her, I block it, or I dodge my head before it actually hits, or I move my. You go like this and you slide it down to your chest or something before it actually smacks your face. Very rarely has it like actually like my face.
I've had like in the beginning stages, like my head, like whichever one before the A plus. Had a few where it was like smacked from my forehead or on my cheek.
And keep in mind, we're talking about the child. Child's skin's gonna be softer, not as tough as yours, so bam, it's gonna be like easy to break open.
Oh. Well, they got nothing unconscious.
Samsung said, ah!
Remember when Samsung phones was exploding people's ears and shit?
It was in their ears, their pockets.
No, it was in their face. CeeLo Green was on the phone one time and it exploded on his face. Real shit.
It did start popping off, huh?
Yeah. For real. Yeah. It was like fireworks.
That was, I forget what era that phone was, but something was up with the battery, I thought it was. And it was blowing up. People, the one kid went to sleep with it under his pillow.
What, he trying to get a tooth fairy?
He just went to sleep and he had it by his pillow for one reason or another, sleeping on it. And when he was sleeping on it, it overheated. And the thing caught fire and like burned through the backside of the pillow. Like he looked up, when he showed the pillow was like burned. Like clearly it was just burned out. It was like, yo, you know how lucky you were, bro? You would suffer from mad burns and
third degree burns. You would like Two-Face out here.
Damn, off because you decided to sleep with your phone.
That's what I wanted to say. John Legend and Chrissy Teigen did the voices for the Posies.
Really?
Yeah. So yeah, the cast for the voice is actually pretty dope.
Yeah.
It's very I don't say awkward. Very I don't know, nigga. Some deep word, nigga. I don't know.
You know what makes Maya Rudolph attractive? I think.
I mean, I got a list of things.
I think it's her talent.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the items on my list.
I think she's decent looking, but I think it's I think knowing her talent helps a lot.
Very beautiful woman.
Yeah, she's a different decent looking woman. I said that.
You know, her mom's a singer. She's a very famous singer too. I can't remember her name at the moment.
Let's see, Maya Rudolph's mom.
Mother.
Mom.
That's all the movies I got, and that's all the topics I got for right now, at least.
Okay. All right.
That's her mom.
That's all I got for. I don't see that. I see the lady. I just don't see her.
Minnie Ripperton. Ooh, that memory kicked in. Clutch. Sis Gear.
Minnie Ripperton. Ooh, boy.
Hey, what kind of music, man? I don't forget.
Ooh, okay. Well, this has been episode 161 of Clean the Dishes.
Squad.
I want to thank you guys for tuning in with thank us. You. For those of you who have tuned in for the first time, welcome. For those who tuned in for the 161st time, welcome back.
Blessings.
Again, thank you all for tuning in. Definitely check out the TikTok. We'll be updating, posting there regularly.
Consistently. I'm going to stop doing the ad-libs. I'm done.
Podcast. That was working for me. You can check it out at Cleaning Dishes Podcast. Check out the podcast itself on Instagram at Cleaning Dishes. Also, check myself out at Twitter and Instagram. On Twitter and Instagram at Mr. Fantastic. You can check out this guy at
T. Usrino Jr. on Instagram and Twitter.
Yep.
Did I say that weird?
Twitter and Instagram at T. Usrino Jr. No.
I feel like I tongue-tied.
No, you actually said it pretty clearly.
Well, that's the first. No, just go ahead. Keep going.
Hey, don't forget, you already know I wear my Saturday hoodie on Saturday. My Towology. my towel Saturday hoodie. I got it on right now. You can get yours at Towology.com/shop. You can get this shirt here, which is called the Towology Embroidered Tee. You can
That's what it's called now.
I know something. You can get that at Towology.com/shop. Use that code CDP.
It is.
And get 10% discount. All right. So again, thank you guys for tuning in. This has been episode 161 of Clean the Dishes. Clean your hands. Clean your hands. Clean your hands. Wear your masks. Hand sanitize. And clean your plate.
Peace. This is a good episode. I like this one a lot.